May we be helped to commence our evening service by singing together hymn 247, hymn 247 to the tune Saviour, 228. O Lord, I would delight in thee, and on thy care depend. To thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. O Lord, I cast my care on thee, I triumph and adore. Henceforth my great concern shall be to love and praise thee more. Hymn 247, tunes in Saviour, 228.
Amen. read together this evening from the Holy Word of God, from the Book of the Psalms, and the 89th Psalm. The 89th Psalm. Mashgil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations, Selah. And the heaven shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favour our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defence, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him for evermore, and my covenant shall stand fast, with him. His seed also will I make to endure for ever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law, and walk not in my judgments, If they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure for ever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established for ever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. But thou hast cast off and abhorred. Thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbours. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame, Selah. How long, Lord, shalt thou hide thyself for ever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth that shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave, Selah? Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people, wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be the Lord for evermore. Amen and amen. And we'll leave the reading of the Holy Word of God there. And may he bless the reading of that portion of his Holy Word to each of our souls. And may help each of us to call upon his great and holy name in prayer. Great and almighty Lord God, we would enter into these thine earthly courts with that boldness, the boldness that thou dost give to thy people to approach unto thee. We would approach boldly unto that throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And thou knowest our need, Lord. Thou knowest, Lord, what each stands in need of. Lord, thou knowest the words, my holy word thou hast laid upon my spirit that I haven't been able to shake off, nor would I desire to, Lord, if they're from thee. But do, Lord, as our friend said, as our brother said in the vestry, thy word, thou hast said, thy word will not return unto thee void, but it will accomplish that unto whereunto thou dost send it, Lord. Send my word. Send my word with power to each of our souls, that, Lord, we might feast upon thy word, that thy word might be made a living word, a vital word. Thou art the word, but apply thy word, Lord, and grant, Lord, that thy word might fall upon that prepared ground, that ground that's prepared by thee. Plough up our hard hearts, that thy word might take that deep root down within us, and bear that fruit towards thy great and holy name, that we might not be barren, that we might not be fruitless. How solemn are those that are fruitless, bound together, cast into the fire and burned. Lord, may we each be found grafted on that one true living vine, for thou art the vine, Lord, receiving all from thee, all that we need, Lord, thou knowest what we need. What a mercy that it is so. Father in heaven, know what you need up before you ask. And what do we need, Lord? Above all things. There might be many things in this life that we think we need, that we would desire to bring before thee in prayer. But thou knowest what we truly need. We need thee. We need thee, Lord. Thou art the one thing needful. That one in thy word, Lord, cumbered about with much serving, many distractions. And there are many distractions, Lord. Many things, Lord, many lawful things that require our attention, those things that we have to attend to, and right things in their right place, Lord. And yet, Lord, many distractions, many things to draw us apart, draw us aside. Oh, Lord, but draw us. Draw me. Draw me and I will run after thee. Draw us to thy feet, Lord. There's that one, Lord, in thy word, who had chosen that good part that should not be taken from her, but one thing needful. Lord, teach us from thy word. Teach us, Lord, our poverty, our poorness. Teach us our wretchedness. Teach us our need of a Saviour. Teach us, Lord, for thou art the perfect teacher. And thou dost teach thy people to profit. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, Lord, that in and of ourselves we are nothing. We have nothing. Nothing to give thee greater delight, Lord. Nothing at all to bring before thee. Only our wicked hearts. Only our sins, all our shortcomings, all our failings. But we come, Lord, empty us of self. Empty us of thinking anything of ourselves. Empty us of thinking we've got any good in ourselves. Empty us, Lord. And then fill us. Fill us with a precious Christ. Fill us with thy Holy Spirit, Lord. Make us more like thou would have us be, less like we are, that thou may increase, that we may decrease. May we come in that true humility. Not that fake humility, not a false humility, but a true humility. Come in on our knees, lower than our knees. But we would come boldly. And how can a sinner come boldly? Pleading what thou hast done. And thou hast done alone. We plead, Lord, that one, a precious Christ. We plead, Lord, that one that stands between in garments dyed in blood. We plead what he has done. And he has done alone, that work that he accomplished. It is finished. Salvation sure and certain for those that are thine. The sinner cannot come boldly in and of themselves, Lord, but thou will consume them. Thou art to consume in fire out of Christ. We will not try and come up any other way, but thou to consume us. Not any way of our own devising. Not any way of our own making. We've come through that one way. The living way. Thou art the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we will come in that way. We'll come boldly in that way, pleading, Lord. On our knees, pleading for mercy. Pleading. We might know more of him. We might know more of the precious Christ. It may be made everything to us. That all and in all. May be made to each here and each that are listening, that all in all, that chiefest among 10,000, that one among 1,000, the chiefest among 10,000, the altogether lovely, pearl of great price, and may, Lord, we may be willing to part with all things in this world, that I may obtain Christ, and I might be found, and I might win Christ and be found in him. How vital, how essential to be found in him. Not to have a head knowledge, good though that is in measure. Not to know about him, good though that is in measure. But to know him, who is life eternal. To be found in him. To be a partaker of him. And him to be found in us. Oh Lord, what a mercy if we reach and able to say, not with presumption. Save us from that, Lord. What a mercy if we're able to say that hope, that good hope through grace. My beloved is mine. And I am his. That we're not our own. What a mercy to know that we're not our own. And you are not your own. You are bought with a price. And what a price. What a price. The holy, perfect Son of God. Suffering. Bleeding. Dying. The Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd laid out his life for his sheep. What a price was paid for the sins of the whole election of grace, that remnant according to the election of grace. The perfect Saviour of God. That ransom. He gave his life a ransom for many. He gave his life a ransom for all of his people. Whatever state, whatever nature, whatever, all of his people. Oh Lord, but what a mercy if we have that hope. Oh Lord, that each might have that hope. And those that are listening, Lord, if they don't have that hope, they might desire to have that hope. That good hope through grace. For thou art the God of all grace. That good hope, Lord, that we're thine. That our sins, that my sins, every single sin, was laid upon a precious Christ. We know in thy word, Lord, it says that thou hast laid on him the iniquity of us all. But what a mercy if we're in that all. My iniquities, my sins, my shortcomings, sins of youth and growing years, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh Lord, what a list. What a catalogue. Goes on and on and on. And yet, laid upon a precious Christ. Oh Lord, to know, may each know that their sins are forgiven. Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. May each know that salvation that's full and free, worked out by a precious Christ who paid the price for his people, for the sins of his people, that redemption. What a redemption. What Job knew. For I knew that my Redeemer liveth. And what a mercy if each could say, for I know. Yes, even me. It's vile, filthy, wretched. Yes, even me. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer. My kinsman Redeemer. My blessed Redeemer. Oh Lord, what a mercy if each are able to say, I know. I know my Redeemer liveth. And he shall stand upon the earth at the latter day. O Lord, be with each. Grant, Lord, they might know the blessings of thy salvation. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And those, Lord, that do have that hope. O Lord, what a mercy if it's all, but only thou knowest those that are thine. But Lord, those that do have that good hope through grace. Lord, we come in with David. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh, for there is a joy in rejoicing in me and what thou hast done for sinners. Lord, what a mercy thou came into this world to seek and save those that are lost. Those, Lord, that were dead in trespasses and in sins, and yet, Lord, quickened. Dead and yet quickened into eternal life. Oh, what a mercy, Lord, if each of us have those evidences that we're born again. Born of thy Spirit. Old things are passed away, all things have become new. But Lord, we're not what we once were. We're not what we would want to be or desire to be, but not what we once were. Oh Lord, and it's thy grace. Purely thy grace. By grace you say, through faith in that, none of yourself, but it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And may we know more of thy grace, Lord. Those graces of the Spirit. And may we know more of thy grace, Lord. We grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, that growing in thee, that growing to love thee, more and more. As we go through this wilderness journey, Lord, we feel our sinnership more and more. Our failings, our unbelief, our lack of faith, our backslidings. And look, as we feel more and more our loathsomeness, our filthiness, even as Paul said, oh wretched man that I am.
as we feel our wretchedness, even when I would do good, evil is with me. And Lord, we feel it more and more. And Lord, thy love to sinners beyond our understanding, beyond my understanding, beyond my comprehension, that the Lord, thou could choose such a vile, filthy sin, that, oh Lord, that thou may have all the praise, all the honour and all the glory and the salvation of wretched and foul sinners, 50 pence debtors, 500 pence debtors, the chiefest of sinners. And what a mercy, Lord, if each of us are enabled to say, again, not in presumption, but with that hope, yeah, even me. Yes, even a vile sinner such as me. Yes, Lord, even me. Oh Lord, what a mercy, salvation is full and free. It's of thy grace. We can't purchase it. We've nothing. Nothing to purchase, no good at work or deed. Nothing. Evil heart. Deceitful heart. Desperately wicked heart. Evil heart of unbelief. But Lord, full salvation from thee. Salvation by thee. Oh Lord, what a mercy. We have each have that hope that we're saved. Saved from what we've earned. The wages of sin is death. Eternal death, eternal separation. The wages of sin is death, but, what a wonderful but, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May we know it, Lord. May we each have those blessings that thou dost bestow upon thy people. Blessed is the man that thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, whose iniquities are covered. And we know that our sins are cast behind thy back into the depths of the ocean. But do grant unto us that true confession of sin. For thou knowest how we sin continually. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a mercy, Lord. And we plead for mercy because we're guilty. And yet thou art merciful. Help us this night, Lord, to worship thee. Worship thee in spirit and in truth. Grant unto us that true worshipping frame of mind, Lord, that we might enter into these thine earthly courts with that true desire to worship thee. We think of Job. The many difficulties and trials that Job had, those four messengers that came with each of them, Lord, with that message that got progressively worse. And yet, Lord, he was able to worship thee. And may, Lord, we be able to worship thee, and Lord, even in our trials, even in our difficulties, even in our extremities, may we be able to worship thee. May we bow our knee before thee in worship, and prostrate before thee, Lord, lie down as a worm. Grant, Lord, that we might be able to sing thy praises, thy worthy praises. We thank thee, Lord, for thy many mercies, thy manifold mercies, thy providential mercies. But thou hast not dealt with us as we deserve, we're still found on praying ground. That thou hast lengthened out the brittle thread of our lives, that we're able to gather around thy word here once again, once more, and, oh, once less. We thank thee, Lord, for granting us health and strength to be here, the desire to be here. Thou hast granted us journey and mercies to be here. May, Lord, we not take these things for granted, lest thou should take them from us, Lord. How should I come in this, Lord? Thou knowest. We were right outside the chapel and parked and maybe my thoughts went to the service and what I would speak or what thou would give me to speak, and Lord, I failed. I failed once again. What a failure I am. I didn't offer that prayer up to thee, Lord, in return of thy thanks for granting journey and mercies. How we take these things for granted. Well, how I take these things for granted. Let's make it personal, Lord. Oh, what a failure. Lord, forgive me. Make us truly thankful, Lord, for thy mercies. Oh, Lord, have mercy, we beseech of thee. We thank thee for thy providential mercies. We thank thee for those much greater spiritual mercies. And be with each of thy people here. Uphold them, strengthen and support them. The office bearers, do be with them in their burden. And what a burden it is, Lord, of the cause of truth. Do not uphold them, strengthen them and support them, Lord, and choose the hymns for them and reading services. Our friend that does reading services here, Lord, choose them for him. Be with thy servant that goes forth from this place. Uphold him, strengthen, support him in his labours, and each of thy servants, and grant the signs following the preaching of the word. Let us how we feel, Lord, at times, to be such poor servants, unprofitable servants. And yet, Lord, it's thy word that we preach. Lord, what a mercy that is thy word. And Lord, we desire to be the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's messenger, as masters for Christ. that word thou didst say to me, Lord, and I plead it again before thee. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. That's what thy servants desire, isn't it? That thy word, and that I would fill their mouths. Not words that we would speak. Words of a man, yes, but from thee. Lord's messenger in the Lord's mouth. Do be with him. And his dear one that travels with him. Do, Lord, grant my grace and journey mercies and uphold, strength and support each. Be with each that labours in thy name, nor those that laid aside, do be with them. Be with each of thy people, the afflicted. Those, Lord, that might be listening in affliction's path. We think of one connected to here in affliction, do be with her, as our friend told me about before the service. Uphold her, bless the means used upon her. We think of our friend at Bures, Lord, do be with him. Laid aside in much weakness. And be with those that care for them. Uphold them, strengthen them, and support them. We beseech thee, grant healing mercy if it's thy will. And restore them again if it's thy will. Do, Lord, be with them. And others that are in affliction's path. Uphold and strengthen and support each. Do be with those that have lost loved ones, those that mourn. Blessed are they that mourn, so they shall be comforted. Well, comfort them, Lord, it's thy promise. Do, Lord, speak to them those words of comfort. Lord, be with them. Be with those, Lord, that are elderly. Those in our care homes. We thank thee for our care homes. Thank thee for those that work in our care homes. Do, Lord, be with those that are in there. Lord, do grant the latter end maybe better than their beginning. They might feel comfortable there, Lord, and they might feel at home in that house of mercy. And do, Lord, grant they might continue those the cause that place is we beseech of thee. Be with the young and rising generation, children that gather here on the Lord's Day. Do, Lord, be with them. Do, Lord, grant them the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Grant wisdom to parents and in the training up the children the way that they should go. And do, Lord, raise them up to be pillars in each of the causes of truth. Lord, we would pray for Zion. We pray, Lord, for each of the causes of truth. We pray for Priory Chapel here. And our own cause. And each of the causes where thy name is faithfully proclaimed, Lord. Oh, Lord, grant that we might see better days in our poor denomination, ministered and brought low. Grant, Lord, that thou would grant that building up, and that restoring, and that reviving. Grant, Lord, that others might be brought in. Prodigals might be wrought upon by thee to return. Do, Lord, hear us. Build up this chapel. And each, Lord, our own chapel in each. Do, Lord, constrain others to come in. In mercy, Lord, upon us. In wrath, remember mercy. Be with us as a nation. Preserve us the Lord's Day. Preserve us our Protestant heritage. We would pray for our King. In that the condition that he is now being laid upon him. Lord, these afflictions, thou knowest in thy word. It's good for me that I've been afflicted. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Lord, may it be said in the case of our King. This affliction that's brought upon him. Not by chance, but it may be used by thee. To thy praise, to thine honour and thy glory, that there might be that awakening, that there might be that real hunger and thirst granted after thee, that he might know, that he might be taught, that there is only one God in heaven, not many gods, not many faiths, one faith. One faith in the true living God. May he know it. He will know if it's thy will, Lord. Do, Lord, grant, Lord, the restoration if it's thy will. Do, Lord, hear us, we beseech of thee, Lord, and work mightily in him and, Lord, in each. And those, Lord, that look on. Oh, Lord, disease and afflictions, and no respecter of persons. Those that are rich, those that have got the wealth of this world, and doctors in abundance, and can afford the best health care, even to those that are the poorest, Lord. Afflictions touch all. If it's thy will. Oh, Lord, we pray for those that are in affliction again. Do, Lord, be with them. Do, Lord, be with thee. Each of thy people. Uphold, strengthen, support each of thy people. And bring them through, Lord. Many of the afflictions of thy people. Many afflictions of the righteous, and yet the Lord deliver them out of them all. May not be afflictions bodily here, but deliver them into glory. We beseech of thee. Be with thy people in conflict, in place of conflict, grant peace might return, these conflicts might not spread, and those that suffer persecution lessen the persecution we beseech of thee. Lord, there's much to pray for. Thy word says that we should bear each other's burden and so fulfil the law of Christ, and so we would, Lord, bear each other's burden before thee, Lord. Make up where we fail. Forgive our sins, our transgressions, our shortcomings. Wash us and make us whiter than snow. Oh, be with us this night. Help me to speak a few things. And help each to listen, Lord, those that are here. And those that are listening remotely, Lord, do be with them. Uphold them and be with each. Do be very gracious unto each, we beseech of thee. As we would ask it all, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Let us continue by singing together hymn 961, hymn 961, June Jonathan 356. Be still my heart, these anxious cares to thee are burdens, thorns and snares. They cast dishonour on thy Lord and contradict his gracious word. Brought safely by his hand thus far, why dost thou now give place to fear? How canst thou want if he provide, or lose thy way with such a guide? He who has helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through, and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to his praise. Hymn 961, June Jonathan 356.
Be still, my heart.
If you
can remember many years ago sitting under in the pews, and I remember all the Lord's servants coming. I can't remember who it was, my memory is not that good, but I remember him coming saying that a word from the Holy Word of God had followed him around, and he couldn't get rid of it, and I didn't really know what he meant. Now I do. The word that I trust the Lord's laid upon my spirit has followed me around. I feel I have to venture with it this night. May the Lord help me. May the Lord open it up to our understanding. And may it be a profitable word unto us. So the word that the Lord's laid upon me is from the second book of Samuel, the 23rd chapter and the 5th verse. The second book of Samuel, chapter 23, verse 5. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation and all my desire, that we make it not to grow. Although my house be not so with God, yet have made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my desire, this is all my salvation, and all my desire, though we make it not to grow. Surely these are well known words to most of us that gather around this word. But as I said, I haven't been able to get away from it. All these words. Now these words were spoken by David. The opening verse of this chapter reads, "Now these be the last words of David." David did speak other words after this. You can read how he had to give the instructions to Solomon for the building of the temple and so on. But these are accounted to be his last inspired words. The words that were given him by inspiration. And it's believed that these words were written after the completion of the book of Psalms. So David, the son of Jesse. And remember, David was raised up by the Lord, taken from the sheepfold, anointed by Samuel, and in due time David became the king over the Lord's people when the Lord had rejected Saul. And he's the sweet psalmist of Israel, a man after God's own heart. And in this portion, in the second verse, written, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." We all know David's pathway. We all know David's sins, or those sins that are recorded in the Holy Word of God. Doubtless other sins as well. We know his sin with Bathsheba, and getting Joab with Uriah at the forefront of the heat of the battle. We know of his sin when he asked Joab to number over people. We've got no stones to cast at David, though, have we? You've got your sins, friends, and I've got my sins. Sins, as I mentioned in prayer, sins of youth and growing years, and a countless number of sins. An innumerable number of sins. A great number. Remember Luther, those scrolls of sins. And David wrote, "Although my house be not so with God." And you know that in David's house, there was much trouble. And we know that trouble was brought on by David's sin. Remember when Nathan went to David, "Thou art the man." It spared his life, or the Lord spared his life, but it still would suffer for that sin. And I often say, whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. But in his house, many troubles. Remember, there's the Amnon with Tamar. And then how Absalom connived and slew Amnon. And then Absalom raised up to rebellion to David. How he took David, as the Lord said, as the Lord foretold, through Nathan. And then Absalom slain, of course, when he was hung in that tree between heaven and earth, and his mule went off, and it was told Joab,
And Joab went and thrust those three darts into his heart, and those are the 10 men that slew Absalom. And how David mourned over Absalom. How his heart was set on Absalom. And Absalom, and the Lord moved Absalom. And then, of course, Adonijah. Adonijah usurped the throne with Solomon taking over. And how Adonijah was slain by Absalom. When he desired to have Abishag as his wife. So David lamented a lot over his house. And you could say it was a heartfelt plea, wasn't it? A plea invited by the Holy Spirit. And, although my house, be not so with God. You may have in your house, I may have in my house, but you know, the Lord knows. And do we not have to come in with it? Although my house, be not so with God. Many trials, many difficulties, family difficulties. Although my house, be not so with God. We have to bring these things before the Lord. My house is not what I wish it to be. There might be those in our houses that don't feel a lot of it. Grace doesn't run through bloodlines, does it? No, although we desire that it would, wouldn't it? Those of us that are parents and grandparents. How we desire that our children and our grandchildren might have that grace of the Lord. And oh, may the Lord grant that grace. But it's His to bestow upon those that are His. Much trouble in David's house. You may have trouble in your house, I may have trouble in my house. And I have to lament it. Although my house be not so with God. Many trials, many difficulties. And then look at your own house, look at yourself. I've got enough to do looking at myself. My house, what failures we deal to be. Ourselves. We're not what we should be. No. Failings, shortcomings. I told you one of my failings in prayer, if you were listening. I have many failings. I feel like a great failure. I lament over my lack of... I'm not as thankful as I should be. I said before you. I take so much for granted. It's in my nature. I wish it wasn't. Take so much for granted. So many mercies received. And that maybe not let our Lord, maybe that you not, may I not, that the Lord's mercies pass by us in unknown by. And my house, it's not so with God, not as it should be. Such sin, such a sinner. Such backslidings. Not condoning sin, of course not, friends. But how is unbelief? The unbelief, that's the sin of God accursed. Lack of faith at times. My house, me. Although my house be not so with God. Now we lament over it. Paul did. When I would do good, evil is with me. How I have to lament over that? When I would do good, evil. But they, sin pervades every aspect of our lives. Everything that we do is tainted with sin. We're such sinners. They Paul to cry out, "Oh, wretched man that I am." And how the Lord's people at times feel to be wretched. Because the standard in God's holy word is so high. He's a holy God, a thrice holy God. His law. The good law, the good God given for the good of His people. Such a high standard. And how we fail, how I fail, to maintain or to live up to that standard. To keep the whole law of God. The law requires absolute, complete obedience to all the law, every aspect of the law. Remember, the consequence of disobedience is death. And that's what we earned. That's what we. Oh, my house is not so with God, such a failure. We lament over it, don't we, friends? Don't you lament over your failings? What a mercy if you do. What a mercy to lament over your shortcomings, your inadequacies, your and mine. Although my house, this is the house, his house, and is his own house himself. But what a mercy that the Lord's people can cry this cry. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. With David, and there was covenant, that covenant that was made with, is it 2 Samuel 7? That covenant, in that regarding that he raised up one from, to sit on his throne. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house in my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him. So I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Thy throne will be established forever. And of course, as we know, David's throne, his earthly throne, didn't last forever. Or when the Jews came back from the Babylonian captivity, the tribe of Judah, throne ceased. But it's eternal throne. It's that eternal king. It's that precious Christ. Although my house be not so, we've got much to lament over. Much to cause us anxiety, care, much to make us bear before the throne of grace. That the Lord would work. That the Lord would work amongst those that are in our families, those that fear not the Lord, those that perhaps do attend to the cause, or have a kept, but that fruit towards is great and holy. Although my house be not so with God. So David could look back. Look back on his house, and he looked back on those troubles, those cares, those anxieties, those sins, his own failings, his own shortcomings. But he had a confidence. And he had a trust. And he could say, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. Now there are many covenants in the Word of God. There was the covenant made with Abraham. And of course the sign of that covenant was the circumcision. There was that covenant made with Noah. When Noah and others came forth from the ark. And how those covenants had to be ratified with blood. And here, the Lord talks about an everlasting covenant. A covenant that lasts forever. An unchangeable covenant. A covenant that depends entirely upon God's faithfulness. And of course it's impossible that God should lie. He is a faithful God. He is a covenant-keeping God. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. David had strong consolation. He trusted in the everlasting covenant of an everlasting God, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon that hope that's set before us. Yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. A covenant that's ordered in all things in sure. What a mercy it is, sir, that the Lord makes with his people that covenant. In the Isaiah, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and ye that have no money, Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come. It's a gospel invitation to those that are hungry, to those that are thirsty. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And your labour for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. And let your soul delight itself in fat. Incline your ear unto me, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Everlasting covenant. And who's that covenant made with? Sinners. Poor, hungry, thirsty sinners. Those that feel their failings, their shortcomings, their inadequacy. But it's an everlasting covenant. A covenant that cannot change. Because he cannot change. Our Lord is a faithful God. He is faithful to his covenant. Faithful to those promises in his word that's spoken to his people. Impossible that God should lie. We fail. I'm not condoning failure. I'm not condoning sin. It's a reality though, isn't it? And we feel it daily. We also feel it hourly. But it's his covenant we learn. We depend on his faithfulness. A covenant keeping God. A faithful God. He is faithful that promised. He is faithful. An everlasting covenant. And David knew it. Despite his failings. Despite his shortcomings. Despite those in his family. He knew that there was an everlasting covenant. And he knew that covenant had been made with him. Personal. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me. What a mercy if that same covenant, friend, has been made with you, and it's made with all his people, all his chosen, all his elect. Sinners. Great sinners. So great faith. But it's the dependence is upon him. We can't depend on ourselves. No. If we try and depend on ourselves, it's a very slippery ground to get onto. Can't depend on ourselves. We depend on the Lord. It's his faithfulness. It's his covenant. It's his promises. Although my house be not so with God, yet it's made with an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. An everlasting covenant. It changes not. We change. A hymn writer says, doesn't it? Brisk and dull and cold in half an hour. Sometimes hot, sometimes cold, sometimes playing the fool. Light in Jesus' school. How we change. Such failings, shortcomings, and yet, what a mercy if we're found under this everlasting covenant. Sure covenant. Certain covenant. Although my house, although I'm not what I should be. I said it in prayer, didn't I? And how the Lord's people feel it. We're not what we should be. Not what we ought to be. Not what we hope to be in another world, as one once said. It was Newton. Oh, but it's his covenant. Although my house be not so with God, yet it is made with me. An everlasting covenant. As the Lord helps me, I'd like to speak about this covenant. In Malachi we read this. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. The messenger of the covenant. Now who is the messenger of the covenant? It's the precious Christ. This is an everlasting covenant. A covenant from the foundation of the world. That covenant entered into by the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit to save sinners. The Garden of Eden, wasn't it? The one that would bruise the serpent's head. But the serpent would bruise his head. An everlasting covenant. in that covenant head, our Lord and Saviour Jesus, who's done all things for his people, our Saviour, our God, our all and in all, everlasting covenant. That portion that we read together in Psalms, the 89th Psalm, why I was drawn to that, I believe, is because, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. The psalmist could sing of the mercies of the Lord because of the covenant of the Lord. He's a merciful God. He's a gracious God. My mouth will know thy faithfulness to all generations. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. I have made a covenant with my chosen. That covenant I have made. The Lord, it's the Lord's covenant with his people. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. That everlasting covenant. And again, in that psalm, about the covenant, my mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. That covenant ordered, and all things ensured. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that's gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. Covenant. The messenger of the covenant. David's greatest seed. Greater than David. He'd raise up from David, the seed of David, that messenger of the covenant. That everlasting covenant. Psalm 89. It's to David, and it refers to our Lord and Saviour Jesus. I've made a covenant with my chosen, his dear son. Thou spakest in vision to thy holy one, and says, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I've exalted one chosen out of the people. Our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the mediator of the covenant, the mediator of that better covenant. Precious Christ. And that's our dependence, isn't it? That's our hope. In the Hebrews, so much about the covenant. And the mediator of that, in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also is the mediator of a better covenant. Not the covenant of works. Not those lesser covenants, it's a better covenant. What a mercy that for the Lord's people, they're not under the law. Under the law, we're condemned. Under the law, it's eternal damnation. That's what we've earned. But the Lord's people are not under the law. They're under grace. And that covenant of grace, of which a precious Christ is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, and the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. And that's you and I. Look at you, not in that covenant. Not, but there's a new covenant, a better covenant. Because they continued not in my covenant. And I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after their days. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. A better covenant. Precious Christ. The mediator of that new covenant. mediator of the New Testament. There were me meet round the table. Those emblems. It's the testament in my blood. For this cause, he is the mediator of a New Testament. A new covenant. That by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, that they might be called, might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. A better covenant. But he's the mediator of that covenant. Although my house be not so with God, David looked to that new covenant, that everlasting covenant. He had made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation, and all my desire, though he maketh it not to grow. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light to the Gentiles. That's a precious Christ. Our covenant keeper, our covenant head, the one who's done all things for his people. Such failures we are. Our houses, individuals, and yet there's that everlasting covenant, which is the mediator, that covenant of grace, not the covenant of works. And it's a covenant ordered in all things. Before the foundation of the world, the Lord decreed that he would have a number that no man can number, to be in heaven with him forever and ever and ever, to sing his praises. Worthy is the Lamb. To throw their crowns at his feet. To worship him forever and ever and ever. And a sinner cannot enter heaven. Heaven's a holy place. There's a thrice holy God. And the price for sin has to be paid. And in that covenant. Covenant with his dear Son. And the Holy Spirit. That the precious Christ, the mediator of the covenant, would come into this world. To die for his people. To suffer for his people. To atone for his people. For their sins. For the sins of the whole election of grace. And that's our dependence, that's our hope, isn't it? In what he has done, not what we've done, not what we've not done. It's what he accomplished at Calvary. We said it is finished. Salvation sure and certain. And that was David's hope, a sure and certain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Absolute sure and certain for those that are his. Sinners, yes, great sinners. Failures. How we feel it. And yet, it's to look beyond that, it's to look to him. But what a mercy that the Holy Spirit does not leave the Lord's people to just dwell on themselves, to dwell on their failings, to dwell on their shortcomings. No, they're led to a precious Christ. To look upon him by faith, to look upon him whom they have pierced. Sinner, thou hast done with thee. Sinner, thou hast made the Saviour bleed. A covenant. Order and all things, again in Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse 20. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The blood of the everlasting covenant. The God of peace. Now, precious Christ, this man is the peace. This God-man that made peace between an offended God and a sinner. Made that reconciliation. That sinners can have that consolation, that good consolation. That he's done it all for them. He's paid the price for them. That the God of peace, which brought again from the dead, the Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of his sheep. But what a wonderful shepherd. He is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. Wandering sheep, backsliding sheep. Remember in that account of that one that had to leave those sheep and go search for that one that was lost. And he laid it on his shoulders, and there's that joy and rejoicing. There's joy in heaven. Over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons that need no repentance. David sought that repentance. Read the 51st Psalm. That repentance for his sins, he had that confession, and he knew his house wasn't right with God, and yet his reliance, his dependence was upon the covenant-keeping God. Upon his covenant. An everlasting covenant. Ordered in all things and sure. And through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The precious blood of a precious Saviour. I've mentioned this at Braintree recently. It always will be an amazement to me that the Lord could choose such poor sinners, such great sinners, as you and I, friends. We're not worthy. David wasn't worthy. Manasseh wasn't worthy. Mary wasn't worthy. Rahab wasn't worthy. And none are worthy. None are worthy of his love. None are worthy of being saved in and of themselves. But he chooses those that he will choose because he's a sovereign. David knew it. Although my house be not so with God, yet he made with me. Yeah, me. Even me. Yeah, even you, sinner. Who are amongst the Lord's people. Chosen. Elect. Precious. Jewels. Jewels in his crown. And he won't lose a jewel. I mentioned this at Braintree. I said, his crown won't be complete till all the jewels are in that crown. The king's crown wouldn't be complete if a jewel was missing. We don't feel like jewels. No, we're mired in the dirt, the filth of this world. But he has to work on us. As the jeweler has to work on those jewels that are brought out of the earth to chip away all the impurities, all the muck, all the filth and all the dirt. To make them reflect his glory. To be more like him and less like they are. What a mercy to know it. What a mercy to feel our need of saving. As I said in prayer, restore unto David. Knew the joy in salvation. Restore, otherwise he wouldn't want it restored, would he? Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And why a sinner saved? It's the everlasting covenant. Ordered in all things and sure. We might. No man. Not the devil, not Satan. None. Not even ourselves, not our sins can pluck us out the hands of God if we're in the hands of God. No man. The eternal security, the eternal safety of the Lord's people is in the covenant. It's in that security to be found in him. Poor, needy, wretched, yes. Sinners, great sinners, yes, chiefest of sinners, yes, but it's an everlasting covenant. Ordered in all things and sure, certain for those that are his. What a mercy if you and I have that hope that we're under this covenant, this everlasting covenant from an everlasting God, an unchangeable God. Well, it cannot lie. Those promises spoken to his people in his holy word. An everlasting covenant. An agreement between a thrice holy God. Ordered in all things and sure. There's a certainty. And David knew, though his house wasn't so with God, nor would he wish it to be. His own house. His family, his own heart, deceitful and desperately wicked. He knew, he had a certainty, and his hope was in the everlasting covenant. Ordered in all things and sure. All those sheep will come. All the Lord's sheep will be drawn. The Lord knows those that are his, for this is my salvation. This is my salvation. His salvation. This is all my salvation. All his hope. Couldn't look to himself, could he? He knew what he'd done, knew his heart. Couldn't look to those around him. Look to his family. No, it's to the Lord. This is all my salvation, all my desire. What a mercy if your desire and my desire is to him and after him. The hymns you've sung, the 247th hymn, what about the fourth verse? No good in creatures can be found, but may be found in thee. I must have all things and abound. Well, God is God to me. That's the covenant. I must have all things and abound. Well, God is good to me. And the second hymn that you sang. Did ever trouble yet befall? And he refused to hear thy call. Has he not his promise passed that thou shalt overcome? It's that overcoming. It's that dependence, that complete dependence upon him. For all things, for everything. Looking to him, believing in him, leaning upon him, not on self, not the creature. David couldn't rely on his creature. How could he? He had to look to the man. He had to look to God. He couldn't look to man. And that effect, whom have I on earth? None. There's none else that I desire apart from thee. What a mercy if you desire him. Desire to be with him. Although he make it not to grow. And this applies to his Lord, to his house, the Lord's house, doesn't it? And we have to lament over it, the Lord's house. And the Lord would work. Would make those that are his manifest. That it draw them unto him. Although my house be not so with God, yet have made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered and all things ensure. May we know it, may you know it. May we know that we're under this covenant, covenant of grace, the covenant of love, and our families. Those that we know, those that we care for, those that we love, may we bear them before the Lord. None are beyond his reach. Think of the prodigal. Off in the world. Spent his substance with riotous living. And then, what a mercy. That the Lord brought that prodigal to abject poverty. He spent all that he had. And he fain would fill his belly with the husk the swine did eat. And then what did he do? He remembered his father's house. And there was that returning. What a welcome he had. Oh, may we bear before the Lord each. Those that we care for, those that care for us. That he would make his arms bare. That he would stretch, pluck those brands from the burning. Stop some of their mad career. To petition the Lord for it. That he would work mightily, even in this day and generation, and plead it before him. Real religion is very, very personal. It is. David knew it. Real religion is our standing of our soul before God. Am I right before? Is it well with the child? Is it right with you? Is our souls right before God? And David knew it. Made with me an everlasting covenant. We don't want a selfish religion. No. Oh, the Lord will make manifest those that are in this everlasting covenant. Yes, they might wander off, they might go off, they might do, but the Lord knows those that are his. Draw them back, Lord. Make them manifest. Although my house be not so with God, yet is made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things. This is all my desire, although he maketh it not to grow. I have made. Now notice this covenant. I have made. What a mercy if this covenant does depend on man. Doesn't depend on you, doesn't depend on me, because our variableness, our hot and cold, it's his covenant. And he changes not, the same yesterday, and today, and forever. I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. deserve to be consumed, yes, for our sins, for our shortcomings, but he changes not. That's that covenant. I am the Lord, I change not. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. In him there is no variableness or shadow of turning. And that was David's dependence. David, so David changed his heart, hot and cold. And yet the Lord's covenant, an everlasting covenant. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. And of course, that's our Lord as well. Greater than David. My covenant will I not break. What a mercy, he will never break his covenant. Despite that, we are. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that's gone out of my mouth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Although my house be not so with God, yet, what a wonderful yet. It's like those buts in the Holy Word of God, isn't it? Wonderful buts. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yet, despite what I am, yet he hath made with me. Yes, what a mercy if you can enter into this text. Yet he hath made with me, despite what I am. Despite what my house is, despite my faith, an everlasting covenant from an everlasting God. And that covenant will never fail. He can never fail. He doesn't lie. He cannot lie. It's impossible that God could lie. And in his covenant, those promises that are spoken to his people, it's our dependence, it's our hope, it's our reliance, isn't it? Not on us. It's on him and him alone. A faithful God. A covenant-keeping God. Although my house be not so with God, yet hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. And this is all my salvation, all my hope. This is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to go. May the Lord forgive anything I've said amiss in speaking from this word. I trust there's been a purpose in me bringing this word here. I said it's been following me around for a day or two, and I leave it with the Lord. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure. But this is all my salvation, and all my desire, although he maketh it not to grow. May the Lord have his blessing to his own word. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn 667. Hymn 667, tune Eventide 758. Immortal honours rest on Jesus' head, my God, my portion, and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care. He saves from death, destruction and despair. My every need he richly will supply, nor will his mercy ever let me die. In him there dwells a treasure all divine, and matchless grace has made that treasure mine. Hymn 667, tune Eventide 7:5.
My portion.
For thy word. We thank thee, Lord, for those promises in thy word spoken to my people. We thank thee, Lord, for that covenant, which precious Christ is the mediator of that better covenant, that new covenant, the covenant of grace. And Lord, may we each be found under that covenant. That covenant ordered in all things, ensure though my house be not so with God, yet it made with me. An everlasting covenant, ordered in all things. And sure, oh Lord, what a mercy, Lord, that salvation is sure and certain for those that are thine. Oh Lord, may we each know it. May, Lord, those that are able to say that, Lord, have that desire to know it, to be found under that covenant, ordered in all things, all sure. We thank you for the hymns this night, particularly that last hymn, Lord. And may it be as we sing these, we thank you for the hymns, Lord. And those, Lord, that wrought out in their pathway their experiences. Oh Lord, use thy word. It's thy word, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that it might not return unto thee. But be with us as we part. Keep us safe from harm. Preserve us from all evil. And grant journey and mercies. Keep the devil from us. And keep us close to thee, we beseech. But keep our hearts fixed upon thee. And may we not wander. May we not leave thee. And Lord, if we do wander, if we do, draw us back, Lord, in thy love, and draw us to a precious Christ, and those, Lord, in our families. And we pray for each, Lord,
work mightily and pluck those brands from the burn. Forgive our sins. Forgive what I've failed, Lord. Forgive anything I've said amiss. Make up where I fail. Anything, Lord, that's been in accordance with thy mind and with thy will, grant those gracious answers of peace as we'd ask it all for Jesus Christ's sake. And now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.